Absolutely. And I just, if you sit down and you think about good friends over a lifetime, Franca Cohen comes to mind, and Marshall Odom, Nick Odom's father. And the reason for that is they are both just oozing with wisdom. And Nick Odom got his wisdom, I think, originally from his father. It is the reasoning behind, I think, the meteoric rise of the team of Justin and Nick to break, I think, a 45-year history. When you break that, I mean, we say it like, 45-year history. That 45 years a record stood. And it was broken. It was broken because of specific behavior. And I know I have my notes in a, and it prized my last Jim Rohn leather journal. And I'm sitting here with that journal right now in my library, surrounded by my leather books, because I believe this is information that is that valuable. So please listen up to $100,000 ring earner, 45-year history breaker, someone that I think will be an icon, not just within our company, but an icon within the network marketing industry, Mr. Nick Odom. Nick, turn it over to you.
Wow, John Elizabeth, that was an absolutely incredible introduction. I don't know if I deserve such an unbelievable introduction, but thank you so much for having me on the call. Am I coming through loud and clear?
Absolutely.
All right, awesome. Well, everyone who's on the call tonight, I want to thank you so much for taking the time, to better yourself, better your business, and really do the things that leaders do by getting on this call tonight. So appreciate you having me, having me on the call tonight. For everyone who's been with me through the last three sections, we got on the very first week, we talked about the laws of the process in network marketing, how to figure out exactly what to do while building the business. We talked about next week the laws of belief, how to raise your belief and how to help others raise their belief in this business, knowing that, your belief determines your results. The higher you can raise your belief, the more results you can have. And then last week, we talked about the laws of leadership and network marketing and how to lead a group of people and how to inspire others to follow you by leading as an example, instead of being a manager. And so this week, our final week, we're going to talk about the final two sections of this book that I've been working on. The first section is the laws of compensation, and this one's going to be very short, but these are just some metrics that you can have available to know how to gauge your results, to know what activities are the most important for building the business to get the results that you want. So we're going to go ahead and dive into this tonight. The first law in the laws of compensation is called the 90-day rule, okay, the 90-day rule. And many people have heard of this idea of doing a 90-day run, but not everyone has heard about this idea of the 90-day rule. And the 90-day rule is so simple. It says that your results today, the results that you have in your business today, are based on the activity that was taking place 90 days ago. Or, to think about it another way, the activity that you're doing today, the seeds that you're planting today and watering today, you're going to see the fruits of that labor, well, the fruits of your labor or the lack thereof, if you haven't been putting in the effort today, you're going to see those results 90 days from now. And this is so important, especially if you're new to the industry, if you're new to the business, even if you're in your first couple of months, first couple of years, this part really can catch some people. Whenever they get started, they might work really hard for 30 days, but not see the level of results that they wanted, and then they leave, not knowing that 60 days later, those seeds that they were planting were going to bloom into a harvest because they stopped too soon. They cut it out too short. And so this is so crucial to know because in network marketing, it takes time for the activity that we do to grow into the results that we want. Sending out you know, an invitation, you know, two or three times today to potential prospects, you might not see any results from it today. You know, you might not even see any results from that for the next week or two as you're following up with those people. And then when they get started in the business, they may not take action right away, and you may see them wait, you know, a couple of weeks before they take action, and they level up on their last day. And you know, it takes time, but you don't realize that that invitation that you sent out 90 days from now could be someone who is making a run for executive director, because it just takes the time for those people to develop and to grow into the business. And so you just need to know this as you're working the business, that, hey, what I'm doing right now is going to pay me 90 days from now, or the opposite, or the lack of the things I'm doing today are going to provide a lack of results 90 days from now. And the reason we do 90-day runs is because we know that if you do consistent daily efforts, you take all-out massive action every single day for 90 days, come day 91, you'll start to see the fruits of your labor from day one, and it just compounds from there. That's why so many leaders in the business can point back to one 90-day run and say that 90-day run produced the results that grew me to $1 million a year from that one period of 90 days because of that compounding effect that happens. So the first law we're going to talk about tonight is the 90-day rule. The second is the law of diminishing returns, okay? The law of diminishing returns. And this is a complicated – some people know what diminishing returns means. For those of you guys that don't, this just means that your activity throughout the month is going to become less and less effective the further in the month you are. Or from a bigger picture, on a day-to-day basis, your end result from everything you're going to earn in network marketing goes down every single day that you wait to reach out to someone. So let me help put this in perspective for you guys. We just talked about the 90-day rule, about how it takes time for people to get into activity. Well, let's say, you know, I'll give you two scenarios. The first scenario, in both scenarios, you're going to recruit 5 new people this month. But in the first scenario, you recruit those 5 people today. Okay, it is the 8th of the month. You recruit those 5 new people today. And over the course of the next 22 days, those 5 people can go out. They could level up. They could go for manager. You know, they could start to build a business. It could turn into 15 or 20 recruits by the end of the month and help bridge that gap to push you to executive director. Or let's say, you know, you wait. You know, you call those exact same people, but you call them the last week of the month. And by the time you've got them in the system, it's the last day of the month. Well, now it's just only 5 that you got for the month. You still recruited 5 people, but now they don't have the time to go out and build the business with you to compound the results by the end of the month. And this happens, I mean, every single day you wait to call someone, it's exponentially less results you're going to get from that phone call. I mean, really what this law tells you to do is never procrastinate. You need to take action right now, because by making that call right now, it could be exponentially – I mean, think about it like this. And some of you guys may have seen this before, but I've seen this many times now in my time in the business. In fact, I got a call about it a couple weeks ago. One of our associates gave me a call. He said, Nick, one of my prospects that I just reached out to, he's been on my list for months. I just reached out to him. And whenever he saw the video, he said, wow, this is amazing, and I absolutely would have gotten started, except last week I got prospected by this company called Amway. Have you ever heard of it? And it would have been the difference, this one week difference between that person being on our team, working with us in Legal Shield, and them going out and building a different dream, a different business somewhere else because you waited. And that's a worst-case scenario, but, I mean, even if you bring someone in and they just got started today versus at the end of the month, it's so many days that could have compounded, right? You look at this idea of the penny doubled every day for 30 days, and after 30 days it's $5 million, and after 31 days it's $10 million. But if you doubled it every other day, it's only a couple of $100s. And it's the same idea here. If you get someone started on the first day of the month, they have that entire month to grow their business and compound and find other associates who also have more time to grow their business, and it compounds from there. So the law of diminishing returns basically just says you need to take action today on your goals, because you're going to have an exponentially less result by waiting. There's no need to wait. It only is going to pay you less to wait. So we got the 90-day rule, the law of diminishing returns. The third and final law of compensation is the law of the big event. okay, the law of the big events. And what this states is that you are going to earn about $1,000 for every per person that you have at a major company event. So think, you know, the Performance Family event or the Millennium Movement Boot Camp or the National Convention, right? For every single person that you have at that event, you're going to earn about $1,000 for the year. So this is a metric that you can use to, you know, set goals. You know, if you have a goal to make $100,000 this year, here's how to do it. Get 100 people on your team to the next major event. By having those 100 people there, that's going to result in $100,000 in income. And obviously, this is more accurate the larger the number gets, but it is incredible. You can watch videos online of Eric Worre pointing at people in an audience and saying, hey, how much money did you make last year? And they'll say, you know, 240,000. Say, how many people do you have at the event today? And they'll be like, 238. And it's like off by one or two. It's such an accurate metric in our business. So understand the law of the big event. You can use it to set goals. If you have an income goal for the year, instead of saying, hey, I want to make $100,000 for the year, say, hey, I want to have 100 people at the convention in March. Because that's a way for you to know how close you are. As you confirm people to that event, everyone that you check off gets you closer and closer to that goal. So the law of the compensation, we've got the 90-day rule, the law of diminishing returns, and the law of the big event. I want to go into the final section of these laws I've been working on here right now, and I call these laws of life. I felt they were so important to be included in this book, but they are not just applicable to network marketing. They're applicable to any business. They're applicable to any part of your life. These can change everything for you, right? These are some of the personal development tidbits that can change everything for you if you'll apply them, okay? The first one I have down is the law of association. Right? You will become the average of your five closest friends. You will become the average of your five closest friends. If your four closest friends are all millionaires, you'll probably be the fifth millionaire. If your four closest friends are all, potheads, you'll probably be the fifth pothead. If your four closest friends, you know, spend most of their time, sitting down and they eat a bad diet, chances are you'll live an unhealthy lifestyle as well. And vice versa, if all of your friends are ordering salads, all of a sudden you'll start ordering salads. We adapt the habits of our friends. We adapt the look, the style, the way we communicate. Our slang, the words that we use is based on the people that we hang around. And in this business, this is so important. You know, whenever we first broke that record, one of the things that we told everyone we did is we would get people in the same room together, working together. Because if you surround yourself with like-minded people, if you surround yourself with people who are eating healthy, thinking better, reading books, spending more time developing themselves, if you spend time with those people, you will develop those good habits as well. It'll push you forward, and you'll help push them forward as well. And so in this business, it's so important to make a point to spend time around the people who are really building this business. All of the time, and also limit the time that you spend with people who aren't focused on living a better life. Those negative associations that some of us still have, maybe because of nostalgia, maybe it's because they're people we've known for a long time and it's hard to break the ties. You have to limit your exposure to those people and increase your exposure to the people who are making it happen. So number two, the laws of life, you become what you think about most of the time, right? Many different authors have said this different ways. Earl Nightingale says you become what you think about most of the time. Napoleon Hill says anything the mind of man can conceive and bring itself to believe it can achieve. Bob Proctor says thoughts are things. Here's what you need to know about this. What you think about will come about. Whatever you focus on in your life grows. The things that you spend your time thinking about will show up in your life. And this is really important. You know, John Gardner gets on stage and talks about this idea of, hey, you know, what do you do with your spare time? What do you do with your spare money? And what do you do with your spare thoughts? And in this business, or in any business, in anything that you want to improve in your life, it's that spare time, the spare money, and the spare thoughts that will change everything for you. And so I have to tell you guys this because if I didn't tell you, then it may be a missing piece for you to get all the way to where you want to go, to get to six figures, to get to platinum, to get to whatever it is. But understand the people who are really doing it in this business, the people who are actually going out and making it happen and are winning, when we wake up in the morning, the first thing we think about is building our business. When we go to sleep at night, we go to sleep thinking about building the business. During all of our spare time, while, you know, for people who are part-time, while they're at work thinking about building their business. Our spare money goes towards the events. It goes towards tickets. It goes towards travel to build the business. All of our spare time we use building the business. This is what, I mean, if I told you it was going to be easy, I would be lying, right? It's not easy to change your habits, but if you'll change your habits to just make it to where you're focused on what you want instead of what you don't want, everything will change for you. If you just change your focus to focusing on what you want instead of what you don't want, everything will change for you. But the problem is we go around all day long worried, spending time thinking about, oh, man, I got to get out of debt. 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 And then what keeps happening? Oh, for some reason, debt just keeps showing up. Or, man, I don't know how I'm going to pay all these bills. I got to pay these bills. I got to pay these bills. And bills just keep showing up. Instead, spend your time focusing on the success that you want. Visualize it happening. You know, have a vivid picture in your mind of what your goal is going to look like when you achieve it. Know exactly what it looks like, but also visualize it in color. Know what it's going to smell like. Know what it's going to feel like. Know what it's going to sound like. And that through that visualization, you'll create your own reality. So understand, you become what you think about most of the time. If you want to become an executive director, you need to focus on that. That needs to be where your spare time and your spare thoughts and your spare money goes. Law three of laws of life, get excited, okay? Get excited. This is, you know, Tony Robbins always talks about changing your state, getting into a peak state. And that is absolutely contagious. The people around you can feel your energy. They adapt your energy. You know, let me give you an example of this. You know, you walk into a room where everyone is on the same level of energy and you are immediately pulled in that direction, right? The most extreme example is, let's say you walk into, you know, a funeral. You know, everyone is extremely quiet. They're a little bit lower. They're a little bit more thoughtful, a little bit sadder. And you get that feeling as well. It hits you. You immediately adjust your posture to adapt to that feeling. The same thing happens. You know, whenever you walk into, you know, here's a cheesy example, like a pep rally at high school, right? You walk into a pep rally, people, the band is playing, the cheerleaders are out doing routines, there's people marching around, people are excited, there's a lot of energy, people are moving. You know, you start to move a little bit differently, you start to feel a little bit differently, you start to get a little bit more excited. The energy in the room affects you. And understand, we in this business are recruiting other people to join us. People want to join us if they see our energy, the way we feel, the way we think, and they want to have it. If you are quiet and monotone and you call people and you say, hello, how are you doing? No one is going to want to work with you. But if you call someone up and you are fired up, hey, man, I am so excited. I finally found a way for us to get out of these part-time jobs we hate. Right? All of a sudden, they're excited too. They're ready to hear it. They're ready to accept it. The same thing with the people on our team. The more excited you are, the more excited people on your team are going to be. You have to raise your energy level. And no matter how old you are, right, that has nothing to do with this. Your energy level is a choice. It is not based on anything else except where you decide how you're going to feel right now. People can have the exact same thing happen to them. You know, two people can be in a car accident, and people respond differently to that, right? Someone, you know, might respond with anger and get out and start yelling. Meanwhile, someone else might respond with worry. They might go, oh, man, what am I going to do? And those two responses came from the exact same stimulus. So in life, in this business, you get to choose how you feel. Be the person that gets in a car accident and gets out of the car and goes, man, I'm so glad everyone's okay. The positive person, the person who feels good, the person who's excited, the person who decides no matter what happens, I am going to be the example of how people want to feel. So be excited. Get excited. Number four in the laws of life, believe much bigger, much faster. This is probably the most common phrase among seven-figure earners in the business. When you ask them, what would you change? What would you do differently if you could start over from the beginning? And everyone always says, I would believe much bigger, much faster. I got to tell you guys, this was me. When I got started in network marketing, it wasn't with Legal Shield, it was with another company. I was with them for 3 years. And we built and we built and we built. And I went through so many struggles and so many pitfalls and so many pushbacks. And I mean, it was hard. And when we got started in Legal Shield, we had been months out of the industry. But we remembered, you know what? Everybody told us if they could start over again, they would believe much bigger, much faster. And so we just decided to do that. We said, we're going to set audacious goals. We're going to set goals people have never hit before, and we're just going to believe we can do it because we know we can. And that was a huge factor in us going executive director in 1 month and going platinum in 5, hitting six-figure ring at the same time. It was because we believed we could do it. We decided to believe much bigger, much faster. Believe much bigger, much faster for yourself. If I can do it, you can do it. Anybody in the company, whether they're starting today or if they've been in the business for 2 years, can go executive director this month. It's just a decision. You just have to believe you can do it. Anyone on this call can go executive director this month. We've done it multiple times. We've seen it happen. It's not a matter of can it be done. It's are you going to do it? You just have to believe it. You've got to believe much bigger, much faster. And finally, law number 5, take all out massive action. This is probably one of the biggest lessons I've ever learned. You know, I strive every day for people to look at me and say, Nick is a doer. He doesn't just think about things. He takes action. He executes. Because so many people have incredible ideas. So many people have a vision for themselves succeeding at a high level in this business, and they just don't do it. You've got to take all out massive action. You've got to wake up lit on fire and start making phone calls. You got to go out there and make it happen. And even if you do it the wrong way, if you take all out massive action, you'll learn while you earn. You'll earn so much money while you learn how to do this. You won't even believe it. Just by taking all out massive action, everything in your life will fall into place. So many people have this idea in their head of what their life could look like. Some people even have it written out of exactly how to do it. I've talked to many people on the team this week that have set a game plan for themselves of how to go executive director. Anyone on this call could set a similar game plan. You can look down on paper and say, okay, here's all I have to do. I just have to get my 3 managers. I got to have 100 total sales, and I got to do at least 50 of them this month. And you can sit down and say, okay, that means I need to talk to this many people a day. You can know exactly what to do, but if you don't take all-out massive action, nothing's going to change for you. If you do take all-out massive action, everything will change for you. I mean, Jim Rohn says if you will change, everything in life will change for you. That is absolutely true. If you keep doing what you've always done, you're going to keep getting what you've always gotten. But if you go out and make a change today, right, if you change the people you're surrounding yourself with, if you change what you're thinking about, if you get absolutely fired up, excited, start believing much bigger, much faster, and you take all out massive action, nothing can stop you. You can be any person you want to be. You can have anything you want to have. You can do anything you want to do. You know, in this life, we set the rules. Don't let anyone else set the rules for you, right? Don't let anyone else decide how big you can go, how far you can go, how big you should dream. Right? We can all have or do anything we want in life, but it's just a matter of, are you willing to change? Are you willing to change the people you surround yourself with? Are you willing to change what you think about? Are you willing to change your state? Are you willing to get fired up, get excited, believe much bigger, much faster, and go take action right now? So, that's the last section of the Laws of Network Marketing training. And for everyone who is here all 4 weeks, I really, really appreciate you guys taking the time going through this process with me. I'm going to continue to improve and refine this and get feedback from some of the best of the best in the business. And whenever the book comes out, I will absolutely share it with you guys first. Thank you so much for allowing me to share this information with you guys. And John Elizabeth, thank you so much for encouraging me to have this segment and be on the call for the last 4 weeks. I really appreciate it, and I will pass the call back to you.
Well, thank you so much, Nick. And, oh, my God. I sat here and I looked back through my 4 weeks of notes, and it's a summary of 20 years of my learning. And you hadn't been in the business hardly 2 years. It's just an amazing thing. I hope people take action on it. This weekend, one of the things that I'm going to be talking about at our Super Saturday is the opportunity versus a business today. And our opportunity is big. And what Nick has done, you can go back and listen to him in the replays. What he has done is he has laid out, okay, A, B, C, D. Here's what you do to succeed in this industry. And I will say it again, and I will be saying it for a long time. Nick Odom is going to be an icon, not just for Legal Shield, but for our industry because of his level of thinking. So, Elizabeth, I'm going to pass it back to you. We just I hope I can go to sleep. I mean, I was ready to go to sleep, but now I don't know whether I can go to sleep. Mom, thank you, Nick. Back to you, Elizabeth.
All right. Well, what a powerful training. And I want to talking about powerful trainings. This past week, our two fearless leaders, Frank and Teresa Acoin, were in the Ohio market for a few days with Rob and April Hurst, who lead that marketplace. And I think they had several amazing events. So, Frank and Teresa, are y'all on the call? Want to talk about that for a few minutes?
Absolutely. Thank you, Elizabeth Gardner. And Nick Odom, that was awesome, Nick. I love the law of diminishing return. I mean, that was my favorite of all of them. As long as I've been in the industry, as long as I've been in business, I knew about the law of diminishing return, but I never had heard it put that way. So I wanted to tell you, good job on that.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Excellent.
I had a big aha, and that's very rare.
I know, and he looked at me and he said, "Wow, I've never heard it put that way."
Great
going, Nick. You made it relate so perfectly to our company, to our business, to our futures, and to our success. So can't wait for your book to come out.
Yeah, and I agree with
you.
Thank you
guys so much.
People can get to where they want to go, too.
Yeah.
We have people hitting ED in a week now, in 2 weeks. So, you know, it is a radical change when you change it. The pictures and the words in your mind, that's for sure.
And we definitely want to give a big shout out to Rob and April Hurst for the incredible events they put on this past Sunday and Monday. We did a luncheon briefing, like a luncheon PBR, on Sunday afternoon, a couple hours after we flew into Ohio, into Cincinnati.
We didn't even have time to change. What are you talking about?
No, I tell you, and they had a packed room.
There were seats left.
Right. There were 10 guests at least, which I think was more than the associates there, equal to. And I have to tell you that not only were they just an attentive, great group, just a pleasure to meet and greet and be with and to present the opportunity to. But I have to tell you this. Afterwards, I witnessed something I have not seen too many times done so wonderfully, perfectly, amazingly, effectively, and that was Rob Hurst sitting there with three guests, one beside him, two in front of him, and he went through the close that we all like to do, asking those questions. I mean, it was amazing that I saw him professionally close three people all at one time. It was amazing. I wish I'd had that on film, Rob. You were amazing. And I'm and April was at the end of the table closing another one. So I'm telling you, it was a successful Sunday afternoon. And that evening,
we had a PBR that evening.
Yeah, which actually ended up being a call party for the next day, which was fabulous. So I want to thank Jerry Logan for putting that together at his house. And also, Dominique Tapler was a big part of everything this weekend. Hats off to both of you guys. And Rob and April Hurst, I just have to say that they put together a Monday night briefing that was equivalent to any Super Saturday we have ever been to.
That's true.
The room was set up perfectly. It was packed out, not just packed out. People actually were in the halls listening. It was amazing. So they not only set it up perfectly and they built for it amazingly. They were such good promoters of that event. We came back and we said that was so worth the time we spent up there. So we saw so much activity, so many guests excited. So we just want to give a big
and hat. Ronnie and Norma Crutcher were there.
Yeah,
they had a big team. Big team from Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
And not everything went smooth. I'm just telling you, We flew in, they picked us up, and not a mile out of the airport, the car broke down. Rob and April handled it so calm and cool. I was kind of panicking to see, are we going to be able to get to this PBR lunch?
They weren't panicked.
They punched Uber, and we Ubered over.
Amazing.
The next day, they had the cars and all squared away. Then they had somebody else show us around for a little while.
Yeah, it was just great. So we just want to thank that whole team.
Yeah, thank y'all so much. And that's an exploding area right now.
It sure is.
So, Elizabeth, back to you. And Odom, congratulations on your training.
Well, thank y'all so much. And congratulations to the Ohio crowd for doing such an awesome job. So now we're going to turn the call over to another great leader on the team out of the California market, our $50,000 ring earner out there, Miss Nancy Chaconis, to do our book review. Nancy, are you on the line?
I am on the line. Am I coming in loud
awesome.
And clear?
Absolutely.
All right.
You go right ahead.
Well, I am just amazed at that training we just heard from Nick. It was amazing. What's amazing is that the book of the month, The Success Principles by Jack Canfield, is such a perfect match for that training because it's really everything he's talking about and a way to practice every skill that he shared. And I'm particularly excited to do this book report because Jack Canfield was my first success mentor starting in 1980. Yes, some of you weren't born yet, but when I was a millennial, they didn't call us that then. I was about 28, and I worked with him. I was a teacher at the time, and he was a teacher, actually, before he wrote the Chicken Soup books. This is before his Chicken Soup time. And I worked with him for 6 years. I assisted at all his educators' workshops for like 6 years, kind of hung around with them, worked with them. And I really learned the value of servant leadership from doing that. And then he introduced me to all these people like Mark Victor Hansen, Les Brown, and all the success coaches, even before we had TPN. So this started my whole personal development quest. And I really feel that Jack, his work, it really shaped my personal and my work life. There was a group of teachers, and we met once a month in Los Angeles. And then I'd go back after that week, and I'd bring everything that he taught me into my own fifth-grade classroom and practice all these skills, and then I taught it to teachers. I actually even did my master's thesis on his work using visualization in the classroom. So basically, everything in this book, The Success Principles, really shaped my thinking about manifesting my dreams and goals so that when I started Legal Shield 19 years ago, these were habits of success that I already had integrated into my life and I had practiced for many years. And that's why I feel that I've had such success in this business. It's just been a huge part of my life. And I'm so excited to have this book out in front of me because this is a special copy of the book, The Success Principles, that Jack sent me in 2004. And it's inscribed in the front. Nancy, thanks for all your years of friendship, shared vision, and collaboration. Let's talk once my tour for the book is over. Until then, use these principles to make 2005 your best year yet. So we go way back. So what's so amazing about this book, and I just have a couple, about a minute or two left, to just kind of go over what's on pages 90 to 188, because it's full of quotes and stories and parables, and it's something you can just read over and over. But he goes through the fundamentals. This is the second section of the fundamentals that you heard about last week. And some of them are act as if. My favorite one, act as if, talking about already acting as if you've already achieved all your financial goals and have everything you want and achieved all your personal goals and your professional goals. And he talks in there about a cocktail party activity that I remember doing with him years ago. And like, but what if you just, if we all just pretended for one day that we were 5 years from now how we want to live? It's so powerful. And on page 95, he actually has a sample invitation. And I thought, what an amazing gathering for an associate gathering where everybody comes as if they are 5 years from now and everybody acts out where they're going to be in 5 years. So there's so many things in the book like that. Some of his other principles were, and we heard this from Nick, you know, take action, talk is cheap, you know, just do it now, about just leaning into it. Be open, just see what it feels like. This is going to create momentum. Feel the fear and do it anyway. I remember learning this from him way, way back, that fear stands for fantasized expectations appearing real. And so you've got to be willing to feel the fear and, you know, do it anyway. Another one, be willing to pay the price. This is a whatever it takes attitude, you know, and sometimes you have to find out what the price is and maybe you decide, no, you're not willing. But just find out what you need to do and just do it. Ask, ask, ask. We need to learn that skill. Learn how to deal with rejection. I mean, I knew Jack Canfield when he was, his house was going into foreclosure when we were meeting at his house with his group of teachers. And then later on when he started to get things together, I remember when he was getting rejected from, you know, 30 publishers who said, no, nobody wants a book of stories. And now look at the chicken soup phenomena. Use feedback to your advantage. And, you know, all feedback is feedback, but the key is how can we learn to use everything to our advantage? You know, commit to constant and never-ending improvement. Keep, you know, practice persistence. Exceed your expectations. Learn to go the extra mile. These are all things that fit into everything that Nick has been sharing with us. And it's just a bunch of delightful quotes, stories, hands-on activities, things you can savor and explore. And again, I'm so excited that he's, I mean, my life's come full circle. Now Jack Canfield is going to be at our next convention. This is absolutely not to be missed. So I hope you're all finding pleasure and excitement about everything that's in the book, Success Principles. And that's all for now. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Thank you, Nancy. And it is an awesome book. It's, I mean, it's just an incredibly powerful book. And, yeah, we're all very excited that he's going to be the speaker at our next event. So, and of course, everybody in Performance Club now is in the qualification period for getting a free trip to that convention to see him. So hopefully everybody is focused on making that happen. Now, we're going to move right along to our recognition part this evening. And a lot of what we have here are their month end, going from October 30th through November the 3rd. So let's start with our top producers. Been talking about them a lot tonight. Tied for number 7, Rob and April Hurst. Tied along with them, James Etheridge and Julian Hurd. Tied at number 6, Donna Surface and Sean Ball. At number 5, Shantae Bradley. Number 4, William Gates. Number 3, Michael Johnson. Number 2, John Hall. And number 1, Patsy Gardner. Congratulations to all of you, all of our top producers. Now, let's go to our top recruiters. Boy, this list was several pages long, so we're going to start with the people tied at number 3. Tied at number 3, Sam Piazza. Cesar Hernandez, Julian Hurd, Ryan Morris, Jared Burke, David Martin, Justin Hammond, and Africa Wallace, all tied for number 3. Congratulations to all of you. At number 2, Christopher Martin and Matthew Austin, both of you tied for number 2 for this particular week. Congratulations to you. And at number 1, with 5 recruits in 1 week, Antonio Salazar, out of Texas. Congratulations to you, 5 recruits in 1 week. How awesome is that? Every one of those people, I bet he's 5 recruits, is participating in the Level Up bonus money. And now let's move straight along to our new level advances. We have Real Braswell, these are our new senior associates for this week. Christopher Martin, Noah Harid, Betty George, Shantwick Hendricks, Shantae Bradley, Ariana Onfroy, Ernestina Torres, Francisco Garcia, Envision Wealth Partners, Monica Cummins, Laurel Jacquez, Kirk Chitla, Erwin Wilson, Markeel Davis, Caitlin Walker. I mean, they just keep going. Andres Urencino, Enrique Hernandez, more and more. Raymond Schultz, Maria Daniels, Raymond Flores, James Hill, Mary Klingsmith, Lynn James, Ronald Blackwell, Oex Bowles, Dora Evans, Jennifer Presson, Desiree McLaughlin. Those are all of our senior associates. Congratulations to each and every one of you. We've got a couple of new managers, Kakeel Dillard and Sierra Parker, new managers, and a new senior manager, Jeremy Lomas. And congratulations. I mean, what a great job for all of you, all those rank advancements just in 1 week. And I just want everybody to remember, everybody levels up by Thursday. And so tomorrow is Thursday. Go through, look at the people in your organization whose level up period ends tomorrow, even if it ends next week. And just keep in mind, hey, everybody levels up by Thursday, and go to work, get those people paid and promoted, and get them excited about their future with Legal Shield. Thank you all for your time tonight. Thank you, Mr. Odom. Thank you, Mr. Tapler. Thank you, Mr. Conis and Frank and Teresa and everybody who participated in the call tonight. We really appreciate it. Y'all have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week. Good night.